The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Morning.
Did you get much reaction to your announcement last week, your consultation?
Yes. Actually, somebody just emailed me about it. Yeah, a really great reaction because it's easy for people. So they just send in pictures and a little description of their garden and book a Zoom course through my Instagram. So it's going very well. I was listening to you this morning with Celia Hearn on the rag trees.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of the most amazing experience I had in Gateshead, which is a city in northern England. So you have both sides of the river, you have Newcastle and Gateshead. Yeah. And there's an Anthony Gormley sculpture called Angel of the North, which is remarkable if you're up close.
So how it ever got planning, you ask yourself, because is quite a sensational piece of work.
But it's come to symbolise the whole area and the really interesting aspect. So I brought the kids to see that because I was working in Gateshead a few years back. And there's a tree, there's a copse of hazel trees growing at the base. And one of them has been adopted and has become a rag tree. And it just symbolises how much that community and visitors have taken to the statue and how much it symbolises something about life for them, because it's covered in ribbons and then other memorial stuff. It really was. I'm not spiritual anyway, but it was quite a moving experience to see the combination of the two.
Now, you want to talk about autumn and the changing colours, and many people just enjoy it. They don't understand it.
Yes, and this year we're going to have it particularly good. You mightn't think the weather has been great, but the weather we have had has had a real effect on the colour in leaves. So autumn colour comes about through the change in leaf, which is brought about mainly through the cold. So chlorophyll is the pigment in a leaf that makes it green.
Yeah.
And the chlorophyll is always there, but it's masking other colours that are always there. And this year has really been really quite exceptional. Many of us have been left feeling fairly soggy right through the summer. But when Ireland experienced during mid-June, very wet weather, some parts of the country had 2.5 times normal rainfall. Then we got some sunshine in July. And the combination of both of that just means our autumnal displays are going to be great. And we really have brilliant trees. Now, we know we have a lack of trees in this country, but we have a lot of places throughout the country to grow what they call leaf peeping. So from now on, I was in the Powers Court Estate walking the dogs yesterday, and the leaves are just beginning to turn. And they have that great avenue of beech. When that is out in full flame, it's magnificent. But from Googambara to Muckross House and Gardens, Kylemore Abbey, Avondale, Mount Usher, the Carton Estate, Killarney National Park, all around the country, the Dunree Forest Park in County Cavan, all around the country, we can
brilliant displays.
Get this magnificent displays.
What's happening, the chlorophyll breaks down and therefore vanishes, so we see the other colours underneath. Why do some trees, though, remain green?
Some trees remain, so deciduous trees will remain green. It's not, mind you, there's about 11 deciduous trees. Sorry, there's about 11 conifer trees that are deciduous. So things like ginkgo biloba. Ginkgo is an ancient tree. There was a ginkgo on the site of the bombing of Hiroshima.
And that's used as a herbal remedy.
Most plants would be, but ginkgo especially. So there are about 11 that don't live. And there's even larch trees are deciduous. They'll lose their leaves. But the deciduous trees generally lose their leaves to conserve moisture, to conserve their sap in. So it's regrouping for next year.
So everything dies back and then there's no nutrition going to the leaves, they fall off.
Exactly. No nutrition, no sap been made, no chlorophyll. Mind you, even on a nice day during autumn, chlorophyll is still being produced and that will elongate the autumn colour.
Okay. But what the tree is doing is pulling back all the nutrition.
Exactly.
Save it for spring.
And everything is triggered by seasons. And sometimes, you know, living in this country, we complain about the weather. We go to a place in Florida called Anna Maria Island, which will be in the epicenter. Absolutely destroyed with the last storm just a week ago and now is really for us. They're all leaving now. We have a fairly mild climate, so we get this lack of extremes of hot or cold or wet or dry. We complain about the weather, but tourists coming here don't complain. Yeah. They come prepared and they love our cooler weather. So we have these wonderful seasons, one seeds into the other, and every season offers something in the garden. So at the moment, it will be coming into that autumn colour, and then it'll be the berries of winter. And actually, we're going to have a great, for those same reasons, we're going to have a great season for nuts and for berries on all our trees because of the weather.
So the birds and the squirrels will do well.
Absolutely.
Questions coming in. Can you ask Dermot how to take cuttings from an Annabelle hydrangea?
Okay, you can take cuttings now or coming into winter. So they'd be called hardwood cuttings. And what you want to do is go out and get some new growth, snip off, take a cutting about the size and thickness of a pencil.
Okay.
So about 10 inches tall. You snip off the old flower, you snip off a couple of top leaves, and underneath neat a leaf node, you snip.
Underneath the leaf node. Okay.
You snip again. And then just put it in. You can dip it in rooting powder. Or actually, I was just watching a video. What's that girl's name who's on Virgin Media? She does the breakfast show and on Virgin Media. And her mother in Galway, I think, is a brilliant gardener.
Elaine?
Elaine, no.
We're struggling here because we're too busy working to be able to watch
I'll find it and I'll put it on my... And she gave a great demonstration. She went down to see her mum. Great demonstration.
Merlin's
mum. Yep.
Okay, next one. I took a cutting from a rose tree from my late mum. It's budding after 3 weeks. When should I repot it?
Oh, I would let it establish. I would really let it establish. That's great. Again, perfect to take. It's a hardwood cutting you'd be taking there. So I would give it the first year in a pot before I'd put it out.
Dermot, bamboo's taking over. Help.
Actually, the Daily Mail has really gotten top of this as a story. They love to pick one particular plant and say that houses can't be sold anymore because of the invasive qualities. So I've been on BBC Breakfast talking about this. If you're planting bamboo, make sure you buy a clump-forming one rather than one that runs. When the roots run under in the soil, they can run under tarmac, they can run under lawns, and they can certainly run under fences or walls, and they'll appear in your neighbour's garden or in your garden for your neighbour. If you're planting a running variety, and bamboos can be fantastic and they particularly like our climate, you put in a root barrier. So in your garden centre, you'll be able to buy this material or get the garden centre to order this material in. You excavate a trench out and you put this barrier down. Digging them out is, you need
the only way.
A pickaxe.
If you have the root barrier in, though, do they become, in a sense, like pot-bound by the barrier and therefore will not thrive?
No, they'll thrive because the barrier, you'll still be leaving plenty of room. And they do very well in pots. That's another great idea. So like mint, which will become invasive in the garden if you plant it in a pot. So bamboos, once you water, that's the other trick about bamboos. They're so thirsty. If you have bamboos in your garden and you want them to thrive from mid-March, give them extra water.
A final one. My Portuguese laurels, trees and hedges, lots of leaves are turning yellow in the last few days. What should I do?
I would mulch it. So give it a good, and with all your plants at this time of the year, give it a good feed around the base of the plant. You might want to send me a picture in case it's been attacked by a bug through at Dermot Gavin on Instagram. But if you give everything a good mulch at this time of the year, that will give it some good organic matter to feed off.
Dermot Gavin, thank you very much. And that's all we have time for today. A reminder that our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Live.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on Newstalk.